Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Yes. Sheriff, what was your general reaction finding out that your former deputy will serve no jail time and will only have to do 150 hours of community service?
I was elated by that. I certainly don't think that jail time would have been appropriate. I think if you had the opportunity to listen to the words that were said in there, there's really very little I can add, except I'm very happy with the way the judge phrased all this. The probation report was right on. All the things that are pointed out about the purposes of incarceration, the purposes of probation are all very clear. I know there was some questions they may as well bring it up about the use of the word hero. I think that the conduct of this individual's life, his professional life, even before he was a police officer and throughout his period as a police officer, was most appropriate described as heroic. He routinely put himself at risk, as do many other police officers, for the sake of their community, and that his overall performance of his professional career, it ended unfortunately with a 30-second lapse of the appropriate behavior, but certainly his life and his service as a police officer is best described as heroic. I will tell you that sitting through something like this rates right up there with the pain and the uncomfortableness of sitting through a eulogy at a funeral, and the good things that were said about Mr. Echtel during this are the things that are best said at a retirement dinner when that individual decided it was time for his career to end and not how this one was ended.
Do you worry about the perception that the public might have of the Erie County Sheriff's Office, knowing that you called him a hero? Yes, all that stuff was outlined, but there was that 30 seconds here. Do you worry about the perception of you calling him a hero?
I unfortunately, perception often becomes reality. So certainly we work toward getting out the actual what reality is. I can't control perception. I think that people should always try to think for themselves and not let someone else, not let people make a decision based on what someone else tells you. But if anyone knows about this individual and hears the things that he did, anyone that's open-minded and honest cannot see that as anything other than heroic. We're not talking about his behavior on the day that this trial was all about. We're talking about his overall performance of his career, the lives that he saved, the lives that he's changed, the number of times he put himself at risk, both for other officers as well as members of the public. That is exactly what a hero, how a hero is described. I will acknowledge that sometimes heroic behavior isn't always totally appropriate, but yet it's intended to benefit others, and for the majority of this man's career, he worked in a way to benefit others.
Do you have a message to Mr. Belsito tonight?
I gave it already, and I think that the judge kind of echoed it. His behavior wasn't is something that he should be proud of, nor should the deputy's behavior on that particular day be proud. And that, as the judge said, there was no winners here today.
How does the department move forward from here?
Well, it's like saying I've been through this too many times in my own career with different agencies I've worked for, that after any kind of a thing that has so much negative appearance, you just continue to try to do the best job you can do. Our cooperation and public trust is an important part of our success in serving the public, and ask people to try to be open-minded, and if you have a problem with an officer's conduct, no matter what agency it is, contact the agency and discuss your concerns with the supervisors there.
Have you discussed with your training program or anything like that, talking to deputies about maybe sometimes you step back in a situation like this?
Well, I mean, too often that you learn the best way of handling it from something that's turned poorly. Mm-hmm. I will say that when there is a change, and the judge kind of noted it here, there has been changes in the law over the years as to what conduct is lawful and what conduct is acceptable. There unquestionably has been changes in that over the years. We do annual training. As a matter of fact, we rely on the district attorney's office to do that training for us. So as it goes, as far as the legal changes and the changes in officers' conduct, I suspect we will continue to rely on the district attorney's office to do that training.
Have you talked to whoever your command officers were at the stadium about, I don't know, watching carefully, making sure that the paperwork is filled out as to what actually, you know, anything?
We don't need to have that discussion, but certainly we have had those discussions. So I talked to our various command people on a daily basis.
It's basically a situation of your officer dealing with somebody who behaved badly, very badly.
And what to do then? I mean, let's kind of face this. We looked at this case with the microscope that's been examined under here long after the actual case occurred. The questions that were raised more than a year later were questions that could have best been answered at the time they first came to light. I have to note that those were the questions that were, I don't want to say dealt with, but discovered or maybe thought of by the district attorney's office, but the questions were never asked of our personnel until we reached this arrest point.
Sheriff, what do you say that,
that's not right.
What do you say to people who are criticizing you in your official capacity here wearing your uniform at this throughout the entire proceeding?
You're really trying to criticize me or you're just trying to find something to pick at? But let's face it, at the time that this arrest was made, the assurances and the reports that I received from our staff did not suggest that anyone in our own internal investigative agencies found fault here. I attended this trial, and contrary to what's been written in the written media, this is not the first police officer trial that I've attended, not even in Erie County. I would suggest that perhaps Judge Calvarez-Torres may recall when she was a DA, I sat in on a trial of another deputy in Cheektowaga that she conducted. But I attended that trial just as I attended this trial to hear myself firsthand what was being said by the various witnesses to try to get clear in my own head on the level of guilt or misconduct on the part of the deputy.
Sheriff, does this tell you anything about the value or non-value of body cameras?
Way too often with body cameras, and it's been my reluctance or my concern, is that a body camera or looking at video footage by itself is never going to predict an accurate picture of what really happened. You need to freeze frame it. You need to have an opportunity to look at anything else or from different angles. And obviously one thing very important is to see it from the same angle that the officer saw it. That's one of the good things about the body camera. But to release that without comment from law enforcement or from the individuals involved does not necessarily put a true picture out of what actually happened. So my concern there continues. I suspect that possibly we may be discussing cases more openly now before trial or before they're resolved civilly, just to make sure that further injustice isn't being done to the law enforcement officers and that our ability to serve the public isn't compromised.
Would the new 15-day rule have changed the way you're doing?
Tried in a courtroom. So that may well change the way we continue with the way law enforcement operates in the future, and that's regarding making comments to the media about cases that are pending because the wrong picture is being painted.
You generally don't comment.
That's true. We have not historically in the past, but that may be something that will change.
Sure, thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.